I feel most safe when I'm on stage. I feel completely, utterly free. That is where I feel most alive.
You are listening to Harp Talk. I'm your host, Patrice Fisher. Today, our guest is Deborah Henson Conant. Deborah is a Grammy-nominated artist who sings and plays the harp, tells stories, and composes symphonic music. She has made her own path, composing since age 12. She first studied classical harp, then she developed her own style combining blues, swing, and Latin jazz with storytelling and humor. Deborah has toured with the Boston Pops, premiered her own orchestral compositions, played at jazz clubs in Germany and Celtic festivals in France. In 2007, her one-woman show with orchestra, Invention and Alchemy, debuted on PBS and was nominated for a Grammy Award. You are listening to Just For You, composed and performed by harpist Deborah Henson Conant. Deborah, tell us a little bit about your musical background.
My parents, the story goes, courted by singing to each other. So my first language was singing, and I had a few harp lessons when I was about 12, and then when I was 22, I was at my college. They needed a harpist. I'd had a few lessons as a kid, so I was vastly more experienced than anyone else. I became the harpist, and at that point I met Linda Wood, who was a great teacher and learned how to challenge me as a musician, which is why I am a harpist today.
Listening to 996, composed and performed by Deborah Henson Conant. Deborah has inspired a new type of harp design, an electric blue lever harp built by Chemac, which she wears strapped on like an electric guitar.
I love you just the way you are. I love you night, I love you day, and I love everything you say. You're never too verbose for me. Just the way you are.
The harp that I play now was also a dream. When I was a little kid, my dad had given me a book that had Egyptians in it. And there were these women that had harps, and they were walking around with harps. And then when I went to Scotland, and I first saw this group, Sheilas, this was Patsy Seddon and Mary McMaster, were playing with a rock band. My head just like exploded seeing how the harp could be used in that way with a large group. I was trying to put these two ideas together, that electro harp and wearing it, and I kept trying to strap it on, and so I kept talking to all the harp builders, and I would be like, you know, electric guitar and harp, put them together, and this is what I want. And finally, CAMAC, Joël Gagné, who was the president before Jacques, he made me the first prototype of the what was called a baby blue at that point. And it was an electric harp, and that changed my life.
Long in the short of my story is that I'm completely in love with you and near or far. You know I love you, darling, near or far. I love you, I love you, I love you just the way you are.
That was Just the Way You Are Blues by Deborah Henson Conant.
Flamenco goes back to one of the very first pieces that I ever learned on the harp. And there's a pretty little theme and then there's a variation, and I started exploring the variations, and then one day I suddenly realized that I could vary it rhythmically. I could have like the Baroque melody that he had, and then in the variations I could make them flamenco. So this piece went from being this lovely little minuet to being this tour de force piece, and I love it. I encourage all of us to reach into this instrument and to connect with yourself. It is an instrument that is so naked, and it lets us touch it, literally touch it, and through touching it, it allows us to touch other people.
Been listening to Harp Talk. I'm your host, Patrice Fisher. Our audio engineer is Carlos Valladares. Harp Talk is sponsored by a grant from the American Harp Society and produced by the New Orleans chapter. You can hear Deborah Henson Conant perform and teach at the 2013 New Orleans Jazz and Pop Harp Weekend, June 6th through the 9th. For more information, go to www.neworleansjazzharp.com.